For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. It's been 30 years since Hurricane Hugo made landfall in South Carolina, and South Carolina ETV's Palmetto Scene is airing a special on the 30th anniversary of Hurricane Hugo this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. In the days leading up to the broadcast, South Carolina Public Radio is presenting stories related to Hugo striking the state and the storm's aftermath. One of the things that made Hugo so memorable was just how much of South Carolina the storm hit. Normally, hurricanes stay fairly close to the shoreline, but not this one. Hugo hit the coast, yes, but then it barreled straight up I-77 towards York, Chester, and Lancaster counties like it was on a road trip.
And it tracked just perfectly up I-26 to Columbia and then turned north and rode up I-77 to us here.
Paul Basha is the president and CEO of York Electric Cooperative. In September of 1989, he was barely 2 months on the job living in a Rock Hill apartment and unsuccessfully trying to get some sleep when the storm rolled in after midnight.
And I heard this bang, 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 bang all night long. It was the wind blowing so hard that it would yank my bicycle away from the post and bang it back. And it was like all night long doing that. And I said, this isn't right. So it shouldn't be blowing this hard outside.
Meanwhile, over near Indian Land, Denny Lynn and five co-workers at the York Electric Co-op were trying to get some power back on from what was, so far, not that big a storm.
It was breezy, you know, 30, 40 mile an hour gust.
Lynn is now the vice president of energy delivery for the co-op.
Long story short, while we were there working, the storm came through. We were outside in it. It was violent.
Lynn and his co-workers hunkered down in their trucks listening to the freight train outside and, for the most part, waiting for the windows to smash in.
And we could hear things blowing around, metal, bins, trash cans, dumpsters, road signs, whatever, but you couldn't see them because it was dark, so it was a little bit unnerving.
Half an hour to the west, Chester County OEM coordinator Eddie Murphy was then with the Lando Fire Department. He went to bed knowing a storm was coming, but not one with 90-mile-an-hour winds. He slept through the hurricane and woke to a surprise.
And so I went downstairs to the basement and walked to the door and stuck my head out the door, and I could smell turpentine. And I said, this is odd.
Turpentine from?
So many damaged pine trees. The turpentine was coming out of the pines.
Jimmy Bagley was living in Chester at the time, but had just started working as an engineer for the city of Rock Hill when Hugo landed. At 4 a.m., it was an increasingly ominous ride to work.
So the closer into town I was coming, City Hall was the only thing I had lights on. There was a generator at City Hall. Every other light in Rock Hill was out.
Today, Bagley is the deputy city manager for Rock Hill, and he might still be trying to catch up on his sleep from working to get the power back on in 1989.
We'd have to be here at 5 o'clock in the morning, and you'd go out and work until dark 30, which would generally mean stop around 10:30, 11 o'clock.
It took between 2 weeks and a month to get the power back on in the northernmost counties where Hugo struck. And though the CDC blames the storm for 35 South Carolina deaths, no one here died. Damage to homes and structures was also minimal here, though infrastructure took a serious haymaker.
We have all these big oak trees that blew over, ripped up all the water lines, sewer lines and gas lines and electric lines overhead blew down.
Joe Lanford is a former Rock Hill city manager. He still remembers the otherworldly noise the storm wrought, like an epic sci-fi flick from the 50s.
Well, when you heard it that night, it was like Godzilla and King Kong and Mighty Joe Young were duking it out.
In all, Hugo cost South Carolina $6 billion in 1989. That'd be about $12.5 billion today. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill. And don't forget to check out South Carolina ETV's Palmetto Scene special on the 30th anniversary of Hurricane Hugo this Thursday at 7:30 p.m.